this race seems so long. So many miles to go. The road is difficult. Many find it so. Exhaustion sets in, sweating from every pore. About to give up, can't take it anymore. They quit the race before they cross the line or lose their way. War. I'll fight the good fight and finish the course. Though all hell resist me, or I won't give in, 'cause I'm gone. Endure to the end. The darkest of times, the most oppressive age, many falling away, and so few remain. Lovers of self, despising those that are good. War. I'll fight the good fight. I'll finish the course. Though all hell resist me, or I won't give in, 'cause I'm gonna endure to the end. The Lord himself shall descend from the sky. Then we which remain and are alive, together we'll meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with him there. And spiritual war, we'll fight the good fight, we'll finish the course. Though all hell resist us, oh, we won't give in, 'cause we're gonna endure to the end. We'll keep darkness and spiritual war. We'll fight the good fight and finish the course. Though all hell resist us, oh, we won't give in, 'cause we gonna, I'm singing, oh, we gonna, oh yes, we gonna endure to the end, endure to the end, endure to the
glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his mercy and grace and how he keepeth us from day to day. Amen.
Amen.
For we know that the enemy desires to sift us as wheat. But God, he's prayed for us. Amen. And he's keeping us. Amen. We thank the Lord for your pastor, Brother Jeff, giving us the invite to be here. And Brother Chad, amen. Precious brother, amen. Glad all of you come out tonight, because y'all know me, I can preach to myself, but it's much more gratifying when there's someone to say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for being here and appreciate all the worship. Let's just bow our heads and we'll get into the word tonight. If you have a need tonight, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by uplifted hand. Lord Jesus, Father, you see our hands, Lord, lifted to you, Father. Lord, in a need and also, Father, in our total surrenders, Lord. Lord God, that you may have your way with us, Lord, and have full preeminence in the service, Lord Jesus. Father God, the need, Lord, whatever it may be upon your children's heart, Lord, we know that you're more than able, Lord. And Lord God, whatever work that you started, Father, we know that you can finish it, Lord. And Lord God, in these crucial times, Lord, it's just such a sweet blessing to know that we serve a living God, a God that is forever present and a present help in the time of need, Lord. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that your omnipotent power will be among us tonight, Lord, to liberate us, Lord Jesus, and take us into the realms of faith, Lord, to believe you in a greater challenge, Lord, for this hour, Lord. Lord, we pray that you just continue to bless this church and the ministry, Lord, that you've given it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you, Father, to come and preach to your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. The church, amen.
Amen.
Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. Glory to God. 1 Kings 19, let's start reading at verse 8. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can have your seats tonight. Amen. God is good. Amen. You know, I'm pretty sure most ministers, Chad, can probably relate to this. You know, when you're coming before God's people, it's not just coming to relay some scriptures that you know or some revelation you may have just got, but whatever you say, you want it to be a blessing to the people. Amen. Something that you, as the children of God, can take that is God talking to you. Amen. Something that you can take home and maybe live by, or something presently that you can apply to your life. Amen. You know, it'll do me no good to come up here and just give you some deep thoughts of Brother Deegs is mine. Amen. Because to you, my deep thoughts may seem shallow. Hallelujah. So what we need, church, when we come to church, we need to know that God is talking to us. Amen. We need to know that God is real. His presence is real, and his voice can be heard. Amen. You know, my title tonight, by God's grace, and don't lock me into it, because y'all know I'm just all over the place. However you pull, Amen. If you have a need, amen. If you need to, if whatever your need is, if you trust God, God can talk to you tonight. Amen. Amen. But my title tonight is The Way God Appears. Amen. The Way God Appears. Now, church, this is a very tight issue right here. The way God appears. Because a lot of times when it comes to how God appears, whether it be in church, in prayer, in the worship service, we all have our own personal thoughts of how God appears. But what we do sometimes is we put God in a box according to our own thoughts. Amen. You know, we feel like certain songs brings down the presence of God. We feel like certain people pray brings down the presence of God. Certain preachers preach is the voice of God. And if you just get locked in that channel alone, you put God in a box. Amen. And he can literally be appearing to you, but because of your own personal traditions, you can miss the way God is appearing. Hallelujah. Let me say it like this. Now, Brother Branham, when he talked about the way God appears, he said, sometimes when it comes to the way God appears, we make God out of an idol. Whew, that's pretty heavy, ain't it? He says, this is in the unchangeable God, amen. He says, now, the thing is with the people, is the way God appears. Many times, we want to make an idol out of God. We ask God to do something. Has anybody here ever asked God to do something? About five or six of them? Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I ask him every day, amen. Hallelujah. I ask the Lord to do something for me every day. Hallelujah. I need a closer walk with him, whether it be something natural or spiritual. I'm always trying to get something from the Lord. Hallelujah. Not so much natural, but spiritual and natural. Amen. He says, we ask God to do something and then he must, hallelujah, he must do it just the way that we ask, or we'll say he never answered. My, have you ever did that? You prayed about something. You know, I'm always talking about the young people. You prayed about your child. You say, well, Lord, I need you to do this. Lord, I need you to do that. And you can see nothing going on in their lives. And right then and there, some doubt comes in and you say, well, God's not answering my prayer. Why? According to the way you perceive God to answer. God don't always come the way you want him to come, but he wants you to have an expectation for his coming. Amen. That's why the religious people of the day miss God. Because they want to put God in their doctrine, or God in some kind of show of church, but God comes in his own way. When Jesus came down, riding down on a donkey in the middle of the Passover, everybody asked, who is this? Why? Because he didn't come in the way they thought he ought to came. Hallelujah. But he was appearing right before the Sadducees and Pharisees and religious people that day. God was right in their midst, and they didn't even know it. Whew, man. Glory to God. He says, we say, he never answered. When we do that, we weaken our faith in God. And we weaken our testimony when we do not take him at his word. That's where it's at, church. Whatever God said in his word, believe it. Anchor down on it. And look for it to come to pass. Amen. It might not come right when you want it, right when you expect it, but if you hold on long enough, God will answer. Amen. Amen. God appearing. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, amen. If you go on down, he says, now if we do not take it just the way that we think it is, we've built God as an idol. Whew. What is an idol? Something really that has no life. It's something you pack. You pack around with you. You're kind of superstitious about it. You say you believe in it, but it really ain't got no power. Right. Amen. Amen. If you put God in a category to where he can only move the way you think he ought to move, you make your God out of an idol. But my God, amen, can move in any kind of way he wants. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said that. He said, very unusual. But know something. It's unusual things that God appears in. You think about when the spies, the 12 spies, went down in there and they spied out the land. And you know, when they went down to a harlot's house. They went to a harlot's house. Someone with a bad testimony. Someone that pretty, what they would say didn't know God. But God was in the midst of that. God was appearing. Hallelujah. God was there standing in Rahab's heart. Amen. Hiding the spies away. But if the spies would have looked at Rahab like an insignificant nobody, they would have been captured. But Rahab, hallelujah, has something in her heart that could show those 12 spies or those spies that God was in the midst. Amen. What about you tonight? What do you have to offer tonight to show this church that God is in the midst? Amen. And if you are just laid back and relaxing, you know, all no cares and everything is fine. Amen. Are you really believing God? Are you really taking God at his word? Church, we are in the hour of desperation. We are in the time where we need to know where we are with God. We need to know where we're standing with God. Hallelujah. He said God appears in the unusual because God is unusual. Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, man, Brother D extremes and shouts and runs all over the place. I just said God's unusual. Hallelujah. God is unusual. And if you could just tap in to the way he appears for you, not for me, for you, then you can get something from God. Because to me, he may be streaming and jumping and running all over the place and hollering amen, and I get mine. But that may not do nothing for you. But that doesn't mean he's not appearing to me. Hallelujah. It's unusual. You know what? I think we waste too much time trying to figure God out when we ought to be just believing God. Amen. We ought to just be saying, Lord. Amen. Church, I've been preaching a message called the restoration of the temple. Amen. And I'm thinking about that, how we are in a place of full restoration. Amen. Where we as a church, as a body, shouldn't be lacking anything. But it's the way God appears to you where you are in your Christian journey. He said he's unusual. He does unusual things. He appears at unusual times. So you know what we ought to do tonight? We ought to expect the unexpected. Maybe you thought you were just going to come to church and it's going to be a nice service, but then a mighty rushing wind came by you. Elijah said that the scripture said that the mountain, a mighty wind came by. But then he said God was not in the wind. But I beg to differ. At that particular time, for Elijah, God was not in the wind. But on the day of Pentecost, it was a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah. So it's according to the need of the people, God will appear so you can recognize it. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a rushing, mighty wind. Amen. Hallelujah. If we go back and look at the opening text, the scripture says, the Lord told him, go stand, and I'm going to pass by you. This was the passing by of the Lord. Now, mind you, they were already have communications. They were already talking. Elijah could understand his voice. But now he's trying to figure out how God's presence is to be made known. Whew. Amen. So now, the scripture says, he says, go forward and stand by the mountain. Behold, the wind rent the mountains. And we just talked about that. The wind rent the mountains. It began to shake everything. But Elijah said the Lord wasn't in the wind. But does that mean God can't move in the wind? You have to recognize how he's dealing with you. Amen. You know, sometimes, I remember when the prophet of God preached, I think it was the oneness and unity. And he was talking, he was preaching and going over the word. And then he said, the Lord spoke back. You could even hear it on the tape where it sounded like the voice of the Lord came in through a wind. Hallelujah. So if I just would look at the scripture and say, hey, God cannot appear in the wind, I'd be messed up. Because this right here is Elijah's experience. But when you got your own experience, then you got something to talk about. He says, it was not, and remind you, that when God appeared to Job, what was it in? It was in a whirlwind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying tonight, church, find out how God is moving tonight in this building for you.
Amen.
Oh, he says, he goes on to read, he said, it was not in the wind, rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. See, he's saying it again. God is not in the earthquake, but I beg to differ. We've got scriptures and even prophecies and dreams and different things that where God has come and shook the mountain again, hallelujah, to show that his presence is still amongst the earthquake. Amen. When you go and read the book of Exodus and the people say, Moses, we're tired of talking to you. Let God come down and talk to us. Then the Bible says, God came down, hallelujah, came down on the mountain and he began to shake and there was fire, there was smoke and it greatly quaked, hallelujah. God was there. But if they were looking for God to appear like he appeared to Job in a whirlwind, they would have missed God. Whew. And you know, right now, God may be blowing as a wind to you. And he may be shaking as an earthquake to somebody else. Hallelujah. But it goes to show that God can appear however he wants to appear. You just have to be able to catch it. And for me to talk about these different attributes, that means that we all are different people. But God deals with us as one body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Are you with me?
Amen.
So the earthquake, Elijah said, God ain't an earthquake. Mount Sinai, say, God come down, smoke, hallelujah, fire, earthquake. And the people say, ah, there go God. But if I had a one-track mind, I would say, Elijah say God don't appear in an earthquake. Let's keep reading. He said, but the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake, and the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Uh-oh, boy, we're getting into something now. Because you know what? People are afraid of fire. Natural fire. And Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. Fire in the church. Fire in the sanctuary. Fire in your life. People are afraid of that fire. Amen. And it is, like Elijah said, there's no, Lord wasn't in the fire. Amen. You know what? We hear people say all day long that we don't need emotion. We don't need this. And you know, we like a nice, quiet, still God. I want a God with some fire. I want a God, hallelujah. See, church, if we put God in one category, remember this quote where it says that, and we use this all over the place, where it says, the greatest mystery is receiving the Holy Ghost without cessation. Praise the Lord. Now, let me ask you a question. Holy Ghost is fire, amen? Amen? Holy Ghost fire. Fire has attributes. So if I subdue my fire without any actions, I kill the attributes of fire. Amen. So what he's saying is that you can receive the Holy Ghost. It don't have to be a stream and a shout or jumping around and moving around, but it has to be a fire of the soul. Something that burns out all the sin of your life. Hallelujah. Something that brings you closer to God. So church, we need the fire. We need something that can get us out of our seat. We need something that can get us to repent. We need something that can get us moving for God. We need fire in our church.
Amen.
And without fire, we are a dead church. Oh my. Whew. Look, he says, strange, God appears in fire. They say this is wildfire. Well, I admit we got some wildfire, but I'd rather have a little wildfire than no fire at all, wouldn't you? The trouble of it is, with you teachers, you're trying to set back and say, back there on the day of Pentecost, this happened. And back there, that happened. You're trying to let the people that's cold get warm by a painted fire. You know what he's saying? You're telling me about the day of Pentecost, but I have no experience. If you show me a picture of fire, that does not make me warm. Hallelujah. If you give me a quote of the prophet, that doesn't do anything for me until I get the revelation of it. Until it's lit in my heart. Hallelujah. Until the scriptures are lit in my life. Until the Holy Ghost is lit in my heart. Hallelujah. I'm no different from the sinner man. You're no different from the sinner man. So we need fire. Amen. Holy Ghost fire. Amen. He said they had fire. But what you got now, that's it. You can't get warm by a painted fire talking the theology. See, even what I'm saying right now, if you're just listening to me and critiquing what I'm saying and say, oh, yeah, Brother Deeks, I know this, I know that, you're going to miss God. Because I'm showing you different things he's not in, but you have to find out how he deals with you. And one way or another, it's going to be a strong wind. It's going to be an earthquake. It's going to be a fire. But the last thing he said, he wasn't in a fire. It was a still small voice. But before we get there, it's God in fire. You look at how he appeared to Moses at the burning bush of what? Water. Was it the burning bush of water? It was the burning bush of fire. Amen. And God appeared. What got Moses' attention? Because God appeared in an unusual way. The burning bush burning, a bush burning. And he says, man, this bush is not consumed. So now I'll turn aside. Sometimes there'll be things going on in church. The Spirit of the Lord will be moving. And we'll be sitting there trying to understand it when God is trying to get you involved. Are you involved tonight, church? Do you feel the presence of the Lord moving? Hallelujah. And if you can find out that channel that the Holy Spirit is in, God can saturate your soul. Hallelujah. God can burn out any sin in your life. Hallelujah. God can give you a brush of his presence. God can shake up things and make it normal. Hallelujah. If you would just get involved. I find out we sit back on God too much. It's time for us to get involved. We lay it all on the ministry. We lay it all on the music. What about you? What are you doing for God? Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. He says, talking theology. That's what I was saying. I could have easily got up here and just read you some quotes I thought was powerful, some scriptures and different things. That's not going to light your fire. Amen. What we need is something living. Something real, hallelujah. Something that catches our attention, amen. And even though all these different things was God, that wasn't how God wanted to deal with Elijah at that time. He said, God was in a still, small voice. Oh, we love that one right there now. Because that's give us an excuse not to shout. Oh, I just talk about fire. I got to talk about you being quiet too now. Because you say, God, he's just so real to me. I feel the music. I feel everything. Oh, hallelujah. And I can be right beside you. Ah, glory! And you can look at me and say, that's not God. That's not God because I don't feel like that. And you know what? I can look at you and say, I know that ain't God. Because I feel like I'm about to burst right now. You see what I'm saying, church? The way God appears. Let's not lock ourselves into a tradition, a church tradition. Amen. I wonder, how many of you in here tonight are sitting where you always sit? Does God appear in your seat? And you run in and say, oh, God is there. I have to hurry up and get there. No, that's just your trend. When he talked about the unusual God, he says, and he's been seen in unusual times. You would think that you would be here and yet he's there. Very unusual. He works in mysterious ways. The Bible says his wonders to perform. Oh my. Understand that statement. His wonders, things you can't figure out, but God performs it. Amen. His wonders to perform. God is performing a wonder right now while I'm standing up here preaching. He's dealing with somebody's heart. His wonders to perform. Maybe he's encouraging somebody. Maybe he's lighting somebody fire. Maybe he's giving somebody an earthquake. Maybe he's giving somebody a breeze of his presence. Maybe he's giving somebody a still small voice. But his wonders to perform, church, once you find out how God makes the contact, then you move on. Hallelujah. Look at it. He said, and that's the way we get into a usual trend of things. Whew. I bet you 99% of us today, we did what we normally do. Come on, church, talk to me. You know, we probably went to work. And, you know, I don't know if school has started back up here, but you know, you get the kids ready for school or whatever the case is. You cook breakfast, you come home from work. You know, you try to take your a little nap before service and so you won't be doing this on Brother D's because he's going to stream and holler at you because you're going to sleep, you know, all these things. You know, so we find to be trendy. We find to be, I'm trying to think of the right word, but predictable. There it is. Predictable. Let me ask you a question. Is God predictable? Is he predictable? So what makes you think that when his spirit gets inside of you, you can become predictable? Oh my. See, like right now, somebody's holding back the earthquake. Because I can feel it. I feel somebody here want to jump up and say, amen, Brother D, preach. I know I ain't the only one feel like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's what the devil tries to do. He tries to make you, the way you feel, make it look like, no, sir, buddy. Mm-mm. Everybody, shh. Don't you, shh. Don't you shout hallelujah. Shh. See, and then he make us predictable. You know, we come in and we hear the worship and, you know, and we sing familiar songs. But let me ask you something. When you sing one song and you feel the presence of God, does that mean God is not in the next song? It's your attitude. Amen. Even right now, your attitude can make the wind go by. Your attitude can make the service quake. Hallelujah. Your attitude can set something on fire tonight. Amen. You know what happened to me? I was once, when I was in church, I felt real charged. This was my younger days, Brother Chad. I felt real charged. I felt like saying amen or just running the aisle or something like that. But I was on reserve because I felt like, man, you're going to be out of order if you do that. But you know what happened? I saw a brother in service. He was going around, amen, hallelujah, walking down here. Amen, yeah, amen. And he was so into it, he was walking the aisles. He was pointing out people he know why the people preaching. You heard that? He walked by me. You heard that? He didn't even know me at the time. But he was so free. And you know what that did for me? That lit my fire. Because I always felt like that, but I felt like if I was to do it, I would be out of place. But then I saw somebody who felt the way I felt. Hallelujah. And wasn't ashamed of it. Hallelujah. And you know what that did? That released me. I wonder how you keeping somebody captive tonight. Because you're afraid to loose the fire. You're afraid to let the wind blow. You're afraid to let the quake quake. Yeah, we all can say we hear God in a still small voice. You sure it's God? Because Satan talking that still small voice too. Satan is in the fire. Satan is in the quake. Hallelujah. So the still small voice don't mean, oh, I got it. God spoke to me. And I'm running up and down the aisle, and I'm saying, God spoke to me.
Amen.
So, church, don't be predictable and trendy. Hallelujah. Because when you're trendy, you come to church with no expectation. For those of you who had needs tonight, hallelujah, have your needs been answered? And if not, why? It's in your lap. If you take it to the Lord and you surrender that thing to the Lord, it's as good as done. If you can believe it, just like Chad said, it's simple faith believing God. Amen. Brother, I say faith has muscles, hallelujah. Faith has hands to go out and get what it needs. Amen. Faith does not stand still. Faith wrestles. Faith is like Hulk Hogan. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Ain't afraid of nobody else. Ain't afraid of no demons. Ain't afraid of no quiet spirits. Ain't afraid of no worship demons. Ain't afraid of no not having the Holy Ghost. If that's not politically correct, but you understand what I'm saying. So, church, we got to get into a place to where we get out of our traditions and we let God appear. We let God move. Like I was saying, we sit in the same seat like it's anointed. If it's anointed. If it's anointed, now I'm anointed. You see how crazy that sounds? But what it is tradition. It's making you predictable. Amen. And see, when you're predictable, Satan knows where to stand. He knows the path you're going. He knows where you're coming. He knows how you're going to respond because you are predictable. Oh, don't come to church and somebody sitting in your seat. Oh, my Lord. What are they doing in my seat? Oh my. And from there, you can't get in none of the service. Because you're thinking about that seat. You sitting across the room and you watching the person in the seat. You got this look on your face too. Man preaching right down your alley and you missing God because you thinking about a seat. And in your mind, you say, what they doing in my seat? They know that's my seat. They just did that for spite. Gonna sit in my seat. Oh my. Predictable. No power. Trendy. We can't be a church that's trendy. We can't be a church that's predictable. We come out, hear some quotes, hear some scriptures, and we go home. We never challenge the enemy. We never challenge our situation. When God is appearing. I don't know about you, but I believe every time I come to service, I can meet God. Every time. It doesn't matter who's preaching. I've been in services where men have proclaimed not to believe the prophet anymore. Preaching, hallelujah. And made it known that they didn't want anything else to do with the message. But then they got in the pulpit, but because the message was in me, they had to preach what I wanted to hear. Come on, somebody. That's how it works. You control the gift. You control the ministry. If you pull, and he was trying to fight it so much, he was trying not to say Brother Branham's name or Brother Branham said, so he would say, somebody said it. But I knew who he was talking about because I was pulling. Does that still work in your church? Is God, is his presence that real to you in this church? Because remember, God appeared in a wooden box. God appeared in a mercy seat. God appeared behind the veil. Hallelujah. All these things reflected God appearing. But on different levels. Amen. So church, I want you to catch where God is dealing with you and how God is appearing. You think about the still small voice. Now, I ain't going to be too much longer. But church, we love the still small voice because it gives us a place to be where there's no challenge. We say, well, I can, you know, I got sin in my life, but I can receive it right there. I can receive God right there in my seat. You ever heard that one before? Amen. It's true. And we believe that. You know, but if that thing hasn't anchored in your heart, you're fooling yourself. Living for God is a challenge. Amen. And God, we expect so much out the Lord. Amen. Because he's God. But church, God expects so much out of us. Because his seed is inside of us. Amen. But the still small voice. Amen. You can look at the prophet's ministry. There, hallelujah, everything that Elijah saw, and he said it was not God, it appeared in our prophet's ministry. Like I said in the unity message, the wind comes in. Hallelujah. We got pictures of him behind the pulpit, and we see fire all around. Woo! We see fire all around him. Amen. I dealt with, he was out on the mountain with the brothers. He said that thunder cracked the mountain and rocks began to move and everything. It was like an earthquake. Whew. And then he'd come back and he said, God said, can I walk with you? Still small voice. Hallelujah. Well, I hope somebody getting it tonight. Hallelujah. See, right now God is dealing with you. But how are you going to receive him? Are you going to make him a still small voice when he's fire? Are you going to make him fire when he's a mighty rushing wind? Hallelujah. Are you going to make him a rushing wind when he's an earthquake? Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Don't put God into your tree and you make him an idol. Right. Amen. Right. Amen. Glory. But however he's dealing with you, receive it and release it. Amen. The prophet of God said, we've been confessing instead of possessing. Church, in that place, he said, hallelujah. He told the guys, he said, hey, if it starts snowing, quickly, y'all get out of here real fast. Get out of here real fast. Start snowing, all the brothers left, and he was finna leave. He said, then God began to talk to him. See, one thing I understand about the prophet's life, he knew the voice of God. He knew the presence of God and how God appeared. Amen. Think about it, church. He said, there was a young girl sitting on the organ playing, had on a short skirt, but did he rebuke her? No, because God was appearing. Ain't get too many amens on that one. You know what that does? That challenges how you believe and how you expect God to appear. Just like I said about Rahab, amen. They went down there, but they went to Harley's house. But what were they meeting? They were meeting God. Because Rahab had the word inside of her. And the word was in those spies. So what was it? It was the word seeing the word. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh my. It was just like the Shunammite woman. Hallelujah. Amen. Elisha came down there. What was it? It was the word meeting the word. And then in our day, it was the auntie mom and Brother Branham. It was the word seeing the word. The only way he could bring Elijah down to that auntie mama because she was the Shunammite woman in our day. But she recognized how God appeared. In a man walking down in a suit. Good morning, Parson. How you doing, Parson? She had no GED. Hallelujah. I meant GED. I meant what the other thing is. PhD. That's it. She had no PhD. But she knew how God appeared to her. She knew how to make that contact. Church, you got to find the point of contact. Amen. You got to find the point of contact in service, in prayer, and in worship. Amen. Amen. And you carry that with you. Amen. But what we do, we'll see God moving, and then we'll quench it. Back up off of it. Hallelujah. Whew. See, fire was falling in the service. But we settled for a still small voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I was sitting back in the back, and when Ashton was singing that song, didn't you feel the presence of God in the place? But we wanted to make it still, quiet, when it was very well fire and earthquake. Hallelujah. It's your expression. Amen. But your expression can't be my expression. And if we all do the same thing, we're just a bunch of robots or a bunch of clones. Amen. Hallelujah. But the prophet of God said, God has a variety. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're all different, but we're of one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same Jesus Christ, the same seed of the Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
But what we see is the power of God coming down. Hallelujah. The power of God moving, and it looks like a still small voice, but God maybe wanted somebody to say, ah! Thank you, Jesus. I know that's just too radical for some of y'all. No, he did not. He did not just scream in church, did he?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. And what our trainer say, well, Brother Deeks, that's just against my nature. Oh, boy, I got you now. Uh-oh. That's just against my nature, Brother Deeks. I don't do those things. It's against your nature, huh? I thought you're supposed to have the nature of God.
Amen.
Is not the nature of God fire? Is not the nature of God steel? Is not the nature of God an earthquake? Is not the nature of God a mighty rushing wind?
Amen.
Woo! Go!
Amen.
I know some of y'all thinking right now, he's just too Pentecostal. But you know what? I don't care. Because I realize how God deals with me.
Amen.
Can you imagine if I tried to be like Chad, or if Chad tried to be like me? On the other end, I tried to be like Brother Lonnie, and Brother Lonnie tried to be like me. Could you imagine that? Brother Lonnie? Jeff might can get halfway there. Amen. But our makeups, church, we're built a certain way to receive God's presence. And just so happen, mine is in a thunder. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes the way we are is the law of contrast. You have to see the opposites, amen, so we can understand what we are. One thing about a veil, if you don't go past the veil, it's still a mystery.
Amen.
Amen. And we find out that there's a lot of people in church who haven't gone beyond the veil. So the presence of God is still a mystery. Yeah, we hear about the Shekinah glory. We hear about going back there and life being restored and everything, but what kind of life? God's life in you. Amen. And that's not trendy. Now I'm about to close. Don't get nervous. And y'all know me. I said I'm about to. I didn't say I was. Hallelujah. But church, think about how God appears. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Amen. Think about how God appears. God appeared in the Old Testament as Jehovah Jireh. Why? Because somebody needed something to be provided. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So God put Abraham in a certain situation. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't put Noah in that same situation. He didn't put Enoch in that same situation. Why did he put Abraham in that situation? To increase his faith.
Amen.
Woo! Because when he realized that Jehovah Jireh was his provider, next time he got in tight spots, he could be stabilized. They say, okay, God moved like this. God appeared to me as my provider, amen. Then in another place, God kept moving. He appeared as Jehovah Rapha, amen. That's the one I love. Hallelujah. Amen, I got needs. I depend on God as a provider. But God first came to me as Jehovah Rapha. I had to understand that appearing, amen. How did it come? Through cancer. Amen. Cancer in my brain looked like, oh, my life was upside down. Oh, man, seemed like an earthquake, but God wasn't an earthquake. Woo! Oh, my boy, I feel inspiration.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. See, this always happens, Brother Chad. When you about to close, everybody start pulling. Then you preach about 30 or 40 more minutes, and then you get beat up back in the hotel. Say, man, I preached too long. I know I woke the people out. The people's tired. But listen, you know, I always wonder about this. Why we got to let the man preach 30 or 40 minutes before we realize he ain't preaching no heresies? The greatest thing that ever happened to me, I was preaching for a brother in Canada. This was my first time preaching at his church, but he heard of me. I knew him and different things, and he said, last time I seen Brother Deeks, he was just a song leader, but now he's preaching all over the place. He said, so church, don't waste your time trying to figure him out. Just get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Get in the spirit. Find out how God moves. Amen. And church, you to my head, some church. Once we got all those shadows out the way, at the beginning, we had some church. And see, like right now, the wind is coming. Hallelujah. And push Satan straight out the building. And now we're about to get into some places in here. Hallelujah. We're about to get into some quaking. Hallelujah. Some hallelujah. Some fire, some rushing wind, and some still small voice moving among God's people. Why? Because the people are now realizing that God is appearing. It's not Brother Dix, but God is appearing. Who are you looking for tonight? God. Oh, my church. Church, I remember a time sitting in service, and God began to move. Amen. Hallelujah. And something clicked to me. The prophet of God said, when he would say, the room is milky. He said, the reason why I say that, because the people had become one. And he said, now everybody lay your hands on the next person beside you. Why? Because it was one faith. It was one Lord. Hallelujah. And if that happens tonight, God will answer my prayers. God will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. By the same spirit. Why? Because we realize he's appearing. The way God moves. Hallelujah. I am about to close it. Don't get nervous. Church, when he appeared to me, hallelujah, it seemed like it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me by having cancer. But it was God doing something. Amen. See? God appearing. Sometimes, see, if you put God in the box, that ain't the Lord. But it was the Lord. God allowed it. Hallelujah. He didn't put it on me. He allowed the devil to come and cause havoc. Amen. But God, hallelujah, knew that he had a purpose in that. He knew that that was going to open my eyes. And I was going to be able to see him. Hallelujah. Not just in church. Not just on a tape or on a book. But now in my very own life. Because he appeared as Jehovah Rapha. Amen. Why did he do that? Because there was a revelation way down inside of me that I had to get in a certain situation that God could only bring out. So I wonder, what's appearing in your life? Remember, he said there were seven redemptive names of Jehovah. Amen. And these names are manifestations and attributes. Amen. And if you, hallelujah, are fighting one of those attributes tonight, God may be trying to appear. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. Let's just call on a few tonight that we know has met God like the father Abraham. He was just an ordinary man. He came down from perhaps his father up around Babylon, and he was old, about 75 years old. Nothing so good about him, but God, by election, saw something in him, and God appeared to him, and he was changed. Hallelujah. There's something about it. When God appears to man, he changed creature. Hallelujah. He's a changed creature from then on. And sometimes he causes you to do things that you did not think that you would do when you met God. I say that to say, when Peter met God and God appeared to him, he had revelation. He said, thou art the Christ, thou art the Son of the living God. But even in that, he didn't understand God's appearing. Because there came a time when they asked him, you know, he was with Jesus. He said, no, I wasn't. So was the presence of God really real to him? No. Because a trial, hallelujah, was able to push him off his stand. So what he thought of God hadn't anchored yet. But then it came a place when he met God, not only as just the flesh, but now he met God as a mighty rushing wind. Not even flesh, spirit. Mighty rushing wind. And from there, it changed his whole life. You would say he should have got it when he was walking with the man himself, but it didn't anchor. It anchored when he had a spiritual confrontation with God. Hallelujah. So a lot of times, things don't anchor and appear in the natural. It's when the spirit comes in. And when the spirit came down, the rushing mighty wind, Peter was a different man. He could step out on the forefront and say, hey, I'm not drunk as you suppose. Hallelujah. But this is that. He ran no more. Hallelujah. And even those same people, they saw him. They said, hey, they must have been with Jesus. See, Jesus now appearing in their lives. See, if it's a true manifestation, we'll feed off the appearing of God in your life. Amen. Come on, musicians. Hallelujah. Whether it be fire, whether it be a rushing wind, whether it be an earthquake, whether it be a still small voice, if it's real to you, it'll be real to me. Hallelujah. Because what it'll do, it'll reflect God. Glory. And I can look at you and I can see that God has appeared. Amen. Think about it. John the Baptist, amen. Preaching repentance. And preaching repentance, it was so real. Till they say, hey, are you the Christ? Are you the Christ? Christ was appearing in John. Hallelujah. Church, he ought to be doing the same thing in us. Amen. Let's not be trendy or one-sided. Amen. Release God. Let God have his way. Amen. You know, let God step out on the forefront. You know what? Our problem is we so worried about what people say. Church, if I let that nest sit over my head, I wouldn't be here preaching right now. Because believe it or not, everybody don't like Brother Diggs. I know that's hard to believe. But church, if you let those things, how people think and their perceptions and what it ought to be, stop God from appearing to you, your life will be very shallow. It's like right now. You know, it may look like nobody's jumping and screaming and shouting, but that don't mean the presence of God ain't here. Amen. And right now, him as a deliverer, here. He as a banner, here. He as a healer, here. A protector here, a savior right now. If you can catch his appearing. Amen. Hallelujah.
See if y'all remember the song. I'm going to put y'all on the spot. You alone are worthy of all the glory. You alone are worthy of all the praise. You alone are worthy of all the honor. Bless your holy name. Oh, you alone are worthy of all the glory. You alone are worthy of all the praise. You alone are worthy of all the honor. Bless your holy name.
Come on, sing with me, church. You alone.
Worthy of all my praise, you alone are worthy. The fire fall down.
altar. Amen. We're not going home yet. It's not over. Amen. Let's sing a different song. Brother Tommy, if you could come help us sing. Let's sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Amen. Just sing it with me and keep praying for those at the altar. Amen. How many has had God speak to them tonight personally? He spoke to me very personally in my seat. And He gave me something I needed very badly. Amen. And He's the same God. He's here. And you still have a need and He's still speaking. He's not finished. Amen. He can come right now and touch you right where that need is. Amen. Don't give up on God. He hasn't given up on you yet. Amen. Sing the song with me. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out.
Love His presence. I just appreciate so much the way God moves. Amen. I appreciate so much when God comes and visits us in a special way and speaks to us. You know, no two services are ever the same, are they? Amen. I appreciate so much the way God ministered tonight, and it's something I needed very personally to me, something I needed. And God has blessed me so much. How many of y'all were blessed tonight? Amen. I know more than ever before, Brother Diggs has encouraged me not to hold back. Amen. Brother Branham said, God works with you according to your temperament, according to your makeup. Amen. And he saw that the genetic pattern for your life, he looked over it for generations to come. Amen. And God has equipped us and built us for a certain work, for a certain expression of Him. He wants to express part of His nature through you. But amen, how many times do we hold back because we fear, right? We fear what people will say. We fear what people will think. Amen. We fear that we'll be misunderstood in our intentions. But you know, fear is not of the Lord, is it? Amen. Where does that fear come from, that holding back because we're afraid? It comes from the devil. Because fear is not of the Lord. Amen. I thank God so much that He has built Brother Diggs just the way He's built. Amen. That He looked over His grandfather and His grandmother and His great-grandfather and His great-grandmother and brought all the way down to where He is the expression of God that He's intended. And I thank God that He's trained Him not to hold back, because it's an encouragement to me. Amen. And so more than ever before, I'm determined not to hold back, but to be that full expression that God has desired for me to be. Because, amen, if you won't shine the light that He's designed for you to shine, who else will? Who else has your genetic makeup? Who else has your life experience? Who else has your attribute of God dwelling inside of you? No one else has it, only you. And if you hold back, who will shine that light? Who will display that portion of God? No one can. Amen. Let's just close in a word of prayer and just thank Him for what He's done. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this wonderful, wonderful service. And Lord, what a privilege it's been to be here tonight. And Lord, every time we come, You speak. Every time we pull, Lord, You give, You feed. And Lord, we're so thankful that You've never failed us once. Lord, that You've always come through on Your promises. You've always held Your end of the bargain. Lord, and I thank You for coming again and speaking to me personally, Lord, and to so many else here, so many others, Lord, those who come to the altar. I pray, Lord, that they would take with them something that You've done for them special in their lives, Lord, and that as they pass through the doors into the vestibule, that this experience wouldn't fade away, Lord, but that that fire that was kindled would remain and burn on through the next days and weeks and months and years, Lord. That You who started a good work, You're also faithful to complete the work, Lord. We just thank You and appreciate all You've done for us, Lord. We give You glory and honor. We ask that You go with us as we leave here, that we go more encouraged than when we came, that we go a little bolder, Lord, than when we came in. Lord, forgive us where we've held back. Forgive us where we've been timid when You've asked us to be bold. Forgive us where we've been bold when You've asked us to be timid and humble. Lord, just help us to find the expression You desire and help us to walk in that, Lord. We love You so much and we thank You. We ask Your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. It's so good to be with you. Brother Tommy, if you want to come. Amen. Let's just sing that song again as Brother Tommy comes. Let's reach out and touch the Lord if we can bring that up. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord. As He passes by, oh, you will find He's not too busy, oh, to hear your heart's cry, for He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord.
name of